John Davis. I'd like to talk to you about your work, because yours is a little bit different. It's not actually in a space, a gallery space. It's somewhere else in the city.
Yes, it's in the shop window. I've taped the 7-meter panoramic view of the Runcorn Chemical Works to a giant shop window in central Liverpool. And I've called the work Everything You Want. And really, it's about our collective responsibility in creating environments like the Chemical Works. The Chemical Works is a direct product of our shopping habits and consumerism. They create the plastic packaging for sandwiches and vinyls for CDs and so on. It's quite close to Liverpool. People often criticise it, and it's got quite a bad reputation for polluting the estuary. But we collectively make this place happen.
The shop space you've used, is this a shop in use, or is it actually a shop that was formerly in use and is now
It was formerly a department store. It's now going to be part of the Paradise Street development. I'd spent absolutely weeks and weeks going up and down all of the main shops and asking if people would be prepared to put this picture in their shop window, and everyone refused. Most people didn't even ask what the image was about or even what it was. I became a news feature last Friday because I'd been to the Runcorn Chemical Works on 5 occasions, and each occasion security people stopped me. But one morning, there was a knock on the door, and there were two plainclothes policemen. They'd been asked by Cheshire Police to check me out. They grilled me for 2 hours. You know, asked me if I'd been contacted by any strange outfits like Animal Rights. What was quite fascinating, the depth of their questioning was quite substantial. In fact, more challenging than any art critic has engaged me in. Deep and meaningful questions about the meaning behind why I made this image.
But actually, that is an interesting dialogue. Recently, there's been quite a lot about this, where people have been carrying something in the street or something and saying it's an artwork, and the police have said to them, well, where are the cameras?
You know, I'm interested in a way, creating a documentary narrative. I want to make straightforward pictures which question the environments that we live in.
Can I ask you a little bit about the process? You say it's a very large photographic
yes.
work. How have you physically made this work?
Well, I carried a large 5x4 view camera and tripod because of the sunlight that I wanted to illuminate these industrial buildings. It was quite early in the morning, 6-7 o'clock. I had to be making the pictures. I made 8 different pictures as I turned the camera around, so I got 180-degree panoramic view. I then scanned them on my computer and stitched them all together, which took several days to do. Printed them out on a very large inkjet printer.
So had any reactions from passers-by?
Oh, quite a lot. It has quite an impact. People do stop and look at it. And I've got a little A4 sheet which explains the reason why pictures in the shop window. When I've been in the street, there's often people actually reading the explanation behind the picture.